Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey, Brad Hank, are you ready for episode 35?
Yes, buddy.
Let me click the button.
You're listening to The Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy.
Yeah. Yeah, Hammer and Hank, legend on the airway spree, autistic kingpin, Cali's hard OG, Wild 949, he the voice they need, doghouse days, laying down the creed. Too legit to quit, Hammer and Hank on fire, mic in hand, lifeline and wire, radio beast ain't showing no tire, underdog champion, always going higher.
What up, Hammer and Hank?
How the heck are you, buddy?
I am doing pretty heckin' good. How are you?
Very good, buddy.
How was your New Year's Eve?
I had to stay home and watch that Ryan Seacrest special.
Aren't you a fan of Ryan Seacrest?
Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, wow. Are you a closeted Ryan Seacrest fan?
Nope.
Well,
otherwise, I'll be singing Black Hole Sun, won't you come?
You love that song, buddy. How was the Ryan Seacrest special? I watched clips of the Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen one, but it's a little better. What was your favorite?
It was pretty good.
What was your favorite part about it?
My favorite performance definitely was the Demi Lovato performance.
You love your Demi Lovato, dude.
Yep.
What's your favorite Demi Lovato song?
Really don't care.
Sing it. This is the closest we'll ever get to
having. I don't pay attention to lyrics that much.
Oh, that makes sense. That was the closest we'll ever get to having her on the show. It says right here, a 2025 year in review. Take it away, Hank.
Yes. I launched a podcast with my buddy such as you.
Oh, geez. Yeah. What else?
It was successful so far. I got to sing the national anthem about 2 minutes of Nuts games.
You love your nuts. That was a terrible joke. What else did you get to do? Go on the Woody Show?
Attend an event with Hot 97.7
yeah,
called the Series Music Festival.
You had a seriously fun time there, didn't you?
Yep.
What else did you do this year? Did you talk to any girls?
Sorta.
Who are you talking to, Hammer and Hank?
Just the fans of mine who was with the Doghouse.
Doghouse!
Used to listen to the Doghouse way back in the day.
Not JB. Rest in peace. Hank. Doghouse! You're supposed to say what? Let's do it one more time. Doghouse!
What?
Doghouse!
What?
Love that. Hammer and Hank, what is the conversation like with you and a listener? What do you guys talk about? Super Kitties?
My radio career, my dog Marley.
Do you ever
this and that.
Do you ever ask about them?
Nope.
You got to do that. You got to ask them how they're doing. They don't want to hear about you. They don't want to hear about me. I'm not insulting you. Hank, you got to ask them how they're doing.
How are the girls doing, buddy?
How are they doing for me?
Yep.
I'm doing okay. I'm on the dating apps. I'm talking to some girls. It's just wishy-washy out there. Hank, you'll think you have a lead with this woman or whatever, and then they ghost on you. They Casper the ghost on you.
Casper, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know.
Did you drink any caffeine today, Hank?
Yeah.
How much?
Excuse me. Yes, I did.
What was that noise you just made? Your climax?
I was coughing.
Was it the noise you made at the nightclub 25 years ago when you got a BJ?
Nope. I'm battling a terrible cough right now, buddy.
Every December and January, you get a cold, Hank.
I know.
Why is that?
I don't know.
We got to help you, dude. It says right here that you want to go to some concerts this year. What is a concert you want to go to?
I want to see Demi Lovato, if she's ever coming to the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Dua Lipa.
What's your favorite Dua Lipa song?
I love all of them. I can't name just one.
Name three.
New Rules.
Mm-hmm.
I can't name the rest, though.
They all sound the same. That's why. Hammer and Hank.
Yes.
Guess what? Can you hear the music in the background?
No, I don't.
Ah, that's great. Good production here. I'm playing some church music because we're doing the church segment. How the hell has church been?
Extremely good.
What do you do there?
We just wrapped up the Advent season a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's over with. Speaking of that,
get ready to wrap up the study in the book of Hebrews.
What's the book of Hebrew like?
How to become a better Christian? How to accept Jesus more?
How do you accept him more? You seem to accept him a lot.
Yep.
How do you, though? Listen to me. How do you accept Jesus more than you do already?
Because I want to go to heaven when I pass away.
What do you think heaven's like?
It's a very wonderful place.
Do you think Abraham Lincoln and my dad are up there and Kobe Bryant?
Yes.
What do you think they're doing right now?
Jokes.
They're doing jokes?
No.
What'd you say?
They're playing basketball.
You're the best, dude. So you think right now Kobe Bryant, Abraham Lincoln, and my dad are playing basketball?
Yes.
My dad was not coordinated. You just assumed because he was tall that he'd be good at basketball. You know what happens?
Basketball.
You know what happens when you assume, Hank? You make an ass of you and me. I'm just kidding. Hammer and Hank, are you ready for the jokes?
Yes.
Let me hit the music.
Hank's joke hitting like a thumper from the trunk. Punchlines cracking louder than a cat, no punk. Ryan Hoppy, Ryan shotgun with oak. Dropping these laughs, crew never going broke. It's a Hammer and Hank show, keeping it raw. Joke sharper than a blade, cutting through the saw. Every segment fire, humor like a burn. Tune in for the laughs, watch the tables turn.
All right, Hammer and Hank, what do you have?
I try to be a morning person.
I'm a perfect morning person?
I try to be a morning person.
Yeah, go on.
But it turns out mornings are very committed to not being my thing.
Next.
My phone battery lasts longer than some relationships I've been in.
that's deep.
And that thing says, like, it's at 12%.
Yeah. You ever been in a relationship, Hank?
Never.
You're not missing anything.
I don't procrastinate. I strategically delay greatness.
You don't delay it, Tom. You are greatness.
I started working out for mental health.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm depressed sore.
Next.
I love when people say money can't buy happiness.
Yeah, what is going on?
Cool. Then why does it rent peace so convincingly?
Then why does it rent peace so convincingly? It's not that funny. Next.
I'm not lazy. I'm on energy saving mode.
Oh, geez.
I try to eat healthier. Then my friend said, be realistic.
Your fridge, yes.
I don't hold grudges. Mm-hmm. Just remember facts. Aggressively.
Like a woman.
I Googled how to get my life together.
Yeah.
Google said, did you mean therapy?
It is. And finally.
I'm great at reading the room.
Are you?
I choose to ignore it.
And that is me. Hammer and Hank, let me hit the music as we'll do pop culture trivia. Sounds good?
Okay.
Let me hit the music. All right, here in the club.
Turn on the show with Henry and Ryan. Pop trivia questions, yeah, no lying. Got my mind sharp like a blade that's flying. They asking those questions, got my brain frying. Hammer and Hank's got the mic up high. Pop hits playing to the end of the sky. Gotta keep it real, can't let it slide. Answers in my head, can't let them hide. Pop trivia, yeah, we bringing the heat. Get your knowledge up, take a seat.
What playing up, Hank?
I have one question this week.
All good, what is it?
Who had the big hit record? I know there's something going on back in 1983.
Madonna.
Nope, Frida.
Never heard of that, Hank.
Never heard of Frida?
Dude, I was not born yet, Hank.
She's a one-hit wonder.
She sounds like a hot piece of ass. Ah, Hank, if I hit the music, are you ready for pricking the news?
Pricks of the week, pricks of the year.
All right, let me hit the music right here in the club. Oh, geez.
Straight out the dim lit, Henry on the mic. What's this? Prick in the news, fools thinking they slick. Ryan got the scoop crew ready to expose. Shots fired, dodging pigs in the petty pros. Coppers in the back, hoppy with that verbal machete. Every word a weapon, cameras rolling, y'all ain't ready. Keyboard warriors acting tough behind the screen. Between the lines, you get sliced like a deli cheese. Prick in the news, he's a thorn in your side. Exposing all your lies, there ain't no
place. What up, Hank? Who is your pricks of 2025? Who?
The federal government.
Why do you not like the federal government?
Because they want to cut Medicare.
That pisses me off too, money.
That does piss me off a lot. And also Kathy from CBS. You know, the pranks, the one who makes telemarketing targeting seniors.
Wait, say that one more time. That was a lot.
Kathy from CBS.
So
I've been getting a lot of calls from her lately.
Wait, are you talking about a woman at CVS named Kathy?
Pretending to be from CVS.
What is that, Elvis? Who's prank calling you?
No. She's pretending to be from CVS.
How did she get your number? Who is this Kathy woman? Maybe you should bang her.
No.
Why?
Because she's a prick for calling me a lot.
You're the best, Hank.
It was a robocall.
Oh, God, you got to record it, please.
I don't know how to record stuff.
I'll send you the video. Next time that broad calls, make sure you record it.
I'll try.
Hank, we've been recording for 11 minutes and 11 seconds. Make a wish.
My wish is to be an even better podcaster this year.
Hell yeah! I love it. Any other wishes?
To get back into terrestrial radio.
It's done. Kind of like Ray J's career. If I had one wish. Get it?
Yep.
Hammer and Hank, if I hit the music. Wait, first of all, are there any more pricks of the year?
That's it.
Let me hit the buddy of the week music. Would you be ready for that if I hit the music?
Buddy of the year.
All right, let me hit it.
Yo. Tune in to the show, it's Hammer and Hank. Autistic genius, always keeping it dank. Henry Oakes on the mic, hot riding shotgun. Bro, call for the buddies, we just having some fun. Buddy of the week, who gon' get the crown? Hank bringing smiles, shut the haters down. On the airwaves, we breaking the code. Streetwise vibes on this radio road.
What up, Hank?
What's up, my buddy of the year? I several of them. You for a... Try to launch a podcast that we called The Hammer and Hank Show of Henry Oakes and Ryan Hoppy.
We didn't try. We did. We have 35 episodes, Hanky.
Cool. 3,500 episodes. And also, Alex and Gilbert from Hot 97.7.
What do you like about them? I said, what do you like about them, Hank?
They're going to try to put me on the Hot 97.7 airwaves.
Go to hot977fmradio.com for that. Next.
And also Selena. Someone for nine.
She's a cutie. Too bad she's married with like nine kids.
Yeah, and also Karen from 90.1 The Breeze.
You love that Carolyn.
Because I met her at a Giants game.
She's kind of got a MILF vibe to her, doesn't she?
Yep.
Hank, do you like MILFs?
Milk?
You don't like, bro, you're a heterosexual man. How do you not like mothers you like to fuck?
I like younger women. Put gravy in their cornflakes.
Love you, bro. Oh, you're the best. Any other, I don't even know what to say after that. Anything else?
That's it for the base of the year.
Dude, you don't understand how funny you are. It's the best. Oh, you're the best, Hank.
You ready?
Hank, it says here, there's baseball players you'd like to meet who?
Lee Witt.
Wait, who do you want to meet?
Bobby Witt. He plays for the Kansas City Royals.
What a random choice. Anybody
John
else?
John Hu Lee.
Who is he playing
for? He plays for the Giants.
Oh, it is.
And also Matt Chapman.
Who's that?
He plays for the San Francisco Giants.
Nice. So pretty much Giants and Royals.
Yep.
Any other professional athletes of other sports you want to meet or their wives?
Nope.
There's nobody. So if I could get you hooked up with Patrick Mahomes, you would say no?
Yes, I would want to meet Patrick Mahomes.
What about Travis Kelce?
Yep.
Hank.
And Taylor Swift.
She'd be boring. She would give you money, though. What's a vacation you want to go on?
You want to go to Kansas in May?
You want to go on, you
want to go to graduate from high school.
You want to go on vacation to Kansas? You're the first person. Usually people want to go to like a beach. You want to go to Kansas?
I don't want to go to Kansas. Just watch one of my relatives graduate from high school in May.
You're the best. First of all, you like younger girls. And you want to go to Kansas on vacation, not a beach. You got to come visit St. Pete. You can stay with me.
Or go to Hawaii.
All right, a little more expensive. You paying for that trip, bud?
Nope. Because we're bankrupt.
That's not something you want to admit, Hank. Keep that to yourself. Keep that to yourself. Hammer and Hank, it says here.
Yes.
Anything else you can think of?
Yes.
What's on your mind, bud?
I'd like to see the national anthem at a Modesto Roaches game or a San Jose Giants game.
Wait, is their name the Roaches?
Roasters.
Oh, I thought you said the Roaches.
No, I said Roasters.
Roosters.
Or San Jose Giants game.
Yeah, we got to make that happen. What you got to do is email me all the teams you want to sing at.
Right.
And make an audition tape of you singing at the KCRH studios. So then we can send it to them. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else in the mind of Henry Oaks?
That's it.
Wow. Today was a shorter show, man. We really just kind of went through it. It was like a 5-minute quickie. That's kind of weird to say. Hammer and Hank, is there anything else on your mind? Or is that it?
I got to say what's up to all my fans out there, 72,000, I love you very, 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 very much. And my dog, Marty.
Where do you get the number 72,000 from?
Just a random number.
I think it's pretty accurate. We had 250,000 listens of Happy Hour and the Hammer and Hank Show. So say 250,000, okay?
All right. 250,000.
Hell yeah, dude. Hank, sign us off.
Well, that just about does it for the Hammer and Hank Show of Ryan Hoppy, and I hope to see you right back here next week. Peace in your hood.
Mm-hmm.
Search Happy Radio.
Yeah. Yo. Yo. Yeah. Yo, Mike Crackle, hammering Hank on the tackle. Autistic mind sharper than a bone chilling shackle. Henry Oaks with the hops, Ryan Hop in the spot. Radio waves hitting hard like a chef with a pot. Farewell, hammering Hank, gotta close up the show. Legend in the booth where the vibes used to flow. Autism warrior, always running the glow. But all good things, gotta let the curtain go slow. On the dial, spitting truth with his unique grind. Thoughts intertwined like graffiti on the line. Ryan on the mic, Henry's rhythm divine. They the blueprint. Every beat they designed. Static in the speakers where the laughter used to ride. Hank led the show with that beautiful pride. Autism didn't stop him, not amplified. Hammering Hank forever immortalized. Farewell, hammering Hank, gotta close up the show. Legend in the booth where the vibes used to flow. Autism warrior always running the glow. But all good things gotta let the curtain go slow. Radio go, never ghost. He a host with the sauce. Henry Oaks and Ryan Hart, lightning never lost. Puzzle piece crown, man, this dude was the boss. City missed the voice, that's the ultimate cost. Farewell, hammering Hank, gotta close up the show. Legend in the booth where the vibes used to flow. Autism warrior, always running the glow. But all good things, gotta let the curtain go slow. Radio gate never ghost, he a host with the sauce. Henry Oaks and Ryan Harp, lightning never lost. Puzzle piece crown, man, this dude was the boss. City missed the voice, that's the ultimate cost.
Many people think they're covered until they find out that they're not. Every year, millions of insurance claims are denied, not because people did anything wrong, but because policies are confusing and full of hidden gaps. That's why they built My Policy Advocate. Their platform reviews your current insurance, highlights risks, and explains everything in plain English. No selling, no pressure, just education and transparency. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit MyPolicyAdvocate.com and take control today.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit applications subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners.